to Adventure in Putnam on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
I remember, yeah, I remember being younger, not knowing any better.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man, W4CY Radio. And I'm here with our next guest. Going to be a great interview. Welcome to the show, Austin from Pretty Awkward.
Thank you for having me.
So I got to start right off the bat. Like, I never focus on band names or even talk about them ever. But I just love the idea that you guys love to get up on stage and say, hey, we're Pretty Awkward. Like, that's like ingenious.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a funny, like, idea because we were going through the whole name change thing. You know, we initially started off with the name Golden Wolf, but then we found that there was too many artists with a name similar to that, even though we thought with our clever spelling with no E in golden, so it was like gold and wolf, we thought we would get away with it, but it turns out that we couldn't. So we went through like 5 or 6 months of like figuring out what would sound cool for a band name, and we had like collected so many ideas, and we got to the point where we were taking those ideas and combining them with other ideas and, you know, trying to mix match different names and stuff. And on the drive home after recording, you know, a ton of songs and writing a ton of songs with some amazing producers and songwriters, myself and Nicholas were driving home and, you know, getting a little stony. And just somehow, like, the thought came up in my mind of like, oh man, Pretty Awkward. And like, think about like, we went out on stage every night and just saying, oh, we're Pretty Awkward. It's a lot of truth to that, and it's hilarious. So,
yeah,
when it's making me laugh, you know.
Totally, and you know what? I think you got another benefit to it that what happened to me when I first saw your band name is I thought of at first, like just reading it real quick, I thought of at first the Pretty Reckless. Don't ask me why, but you know, I guess the pretty, you know. But I was like, well, there's another brilliant byproduct, you know. You have some familiarity there in the brain somehow.
No, there you go. Yeah, that band's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. I've interviewed them like 3 times. And
oh, really?
Yeah, they're way cool. Taylor's way cool. You know, funny story about Taylor is like, I go to all these festivals and everybody wants to interview her about Gossip Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think about, like, I never saw Gossip Girl, so I didn't care. But I think about, like, the way she feels. And it's like from 10 years ago or more. And it was, she left that to do rock and roll, to be, like, she's one of the most real people. She was the star of a show and just walked away from it to do what her passion was.
And yeah, that's
dope. So it's, like, what an insult to ask her about something that she left, especially if it's 10 years ago, you know, and how many times has she heard it over the past 10 years? It's like, you know, I don't want to talk about it already, you know, type how I would feel, you know. And it's pretty funny because I only knew her as Taylor Momsen, the rock and roller. And so one day I did decide to like binge watch Gossip Girl after interviewing her twice. And like getting friendly with her and kind of knowing her. And I was like, I watched the show. I was like, well, no wonder she doesn't want to be interviewed about that. Like, because the character she plays is so the antithesis of her. You know, it's not even close to her. It's some bougie, uptight, trying to be, you know, in the one percenter type of person on the show, you know. And she's totally not like, she's like a total down-to-earth rock and roller that doesn't give a crap about any of that stuff.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So, You know, and it's funny what people will assume about stuff. I would like to know when you're up on stage and you say that the way you do, wanting the reaction you have, what are the looks on some of the people's faces in the audience that never knew who you were before, and they're like, what?
Yeah, I feel like that's exactly the reaction sometimes. Well, especially with like the first few shows that we started playing early last year under the name, I feel like people wanted like a double take. Like they were like, excuse me, what's your band called? Like, you know, obviously it's on the show flyer and everything, but it's just, I don't know, I get a kick out of just being awkward on purpose on stage. Just, hi guys, we're pretty awkward. All right, we're gonna play some music. Have fun, you know, like just very like cheesy and just funny.
But at
the same time, like we have our vibe, and we like, you know, we just enjoy writing songs. So, you know, what's more awkward sometimes than playing those songs sometimes?
Yeah, no doubt. And I got to tell you, it's a better name anyway, because Golden Wolf, the way you spelled it, probably everybody would screw it up.
Right.
So, you know, you got
Golden Wolves.
Yeah, you got to think of that logistics there and looking up the social media and all that.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's making people do homework for sure.
No
but
doubt.
Pretty awkward. I feel like a lot of people can relate to that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it, especially nowadays. Like, COVID days, I mean, don't you feel pretty awkward, like, with everything that's going on, just the people, how they're acting, and having to wear a mask? And I'm down for, you know, wearing a mask to protect other people, but I always feel awkward when I'm wearing it. Like, I feel like I look stupid, even though
everybody
else is.
I feel like nobody can tell that I'm smiling when I look at them.
Yeah.
Like, it's just an instinctual thing. Like, whenever I, like, make eye contact with anybody, I just smile. So then here's my silly ass with a mask on, and I look up and I make eye contact with somebody, and I smile, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't tell if you can see my smile, so I'm just going to keep going, but nice to see you.
Yeah, well, and that's what happens, too. It's like, you know, how many times were you like, hey, dude, with your eyes or your facial expression, and now with the mask, it's like, I've done that? I'm like, wait, they probably don't even see what I'm doing.
Yeah, I got to, like, do a better smile with my eyes, and maybe I'm not doing something weird, like one's bigger than the other, which it normally is anyway. But I don't know, maybe I just got to be more, like, in your face and waving. I'm smiling behind this thing.
Yeah, there you go. So tell our listeners about your music. I'm one of those people that, you know, I hate when artists get boxed into a genre. I'd rather the artist has like this visual in their mind, always feel about their music and how they would want people to think of their music. So that's what I like the artist to describe to our listeners.
Absolutely. Well, we're in the same boat. We really prefer not to be locked into one genre or the other. I mean, overall, let's be real, it's alternative rock, it's alternative pop, whatever kind of very wide, broad spectrum that is, you know what I mean? We all grew up with like 90s alternative rock music, from Goo Goo Dolls and The Verve to Alanis Morissette and all that stuff. And then we also, like me and Nicholas grew up a lot with like underground hip hop. You know, listening to like KRS-One and Living Legends and Scarab and, you know, all these like really cool, I don't know, kind of like, there's also like, I think it's Pharoah Monch, who has like a lot of like jazz driven beats and stuff. So it's like music's always been this very wide range, like, experience for us, because after listening to those types of artists, we also dove into like the punk rock world in Seattle, you know? And Nicholas was pretty heavy into that before I came along and we became like really good friends. But yeah, like we'd always hang out like at shows and stuff like that. Like, and it was a very punk rock DIY kind of world back in the early 2000s. And so kind of going off of that, you know, like, he had his punk rock band. I had a band that kind of went in more of like a hard rock direction. And out of that, you know, he eventually joined actually to play guitar, because there was too much guitar to play live and I didn't want to play it. So he came through and he jammed with my band. And then when that was done in 2015, we'd already started like writing songs, and we just kind of gravitated to that natural vibe that we got, that we loved, which is like big drums and big bass, and then like incorporating kind of that punk rock, like guitar or, you know, bluesy lead lines and, you know, piano and strings and just kind of like hodgepodge of noise, you know, and really just kind of diving into topically, you know, like lyrics and all that stuff. Like, what do we want to talk about? What do we want to say? And how do we want to say it? What emotions do we want to convey? And how many emotions can we, you know, get somebody on the roller coaster for in, you know, 3 minutes? So that was kind of that whole process of really honing that craft.
I love it. Yeah, and that's why
do everything.
That's why I asked that question, because you describing all that to me is like, you know, it's funny because now after listening to your music and you saying that, I think the music even makes even more sense. And what I find really cool about it is, so I come from the time where you couldn't mix all those things together. Like,
right.
You couldn't even go to shows that had those different things. So I think it's really cool nowadays, if only human beings could be as united. But, you know, where music can cross genres so much now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just an amazing thing, you know, because, listen, you mentioned punk rock. Punk rock is an attitude, okay?
It's, absolutely.
You know, so somebody could say, well, that's not really punk music, but it's not about just the music. It's about the attitude, about what you have to say, about what it, and that whole DIY thing is total punk rock, you know? So,
absolutely.
And that brings me, that's funny, too, because when I first got the promo email sent to me, that was the other thing. I was like, the first thing that caught my attention was seeing Misfits on there, which is like one of my favorite bands. So I was like, okay, well, if they have a song named Misfits, they must be good.
Thanks. Yeah, that was kind of funny. Like, when that song came about being written, like, Nicholas wrote a lot of the instrumentation originally, and I had no clue why, but I just got that nostalgic kind of feeling, and We Are Misfits like came to mind, and I was like, ah, sweet, I like the Misfits, so we're gonna make this work.
Nice.
So like, yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's just like a fun way to just describe us and, you know, like our past and our future and where we've been, where we're going type of thing, you know.
And isn't that like, okay, if you take metalheads, punks, or anything like that of old school, we were all pretty awkward.
Absolutely.
You know,
and
so,
I think that's been the kind of key ingredient to all of it.
Yeah, I mean, and so I just love how it like all comes together, you know, like that, because it's true. I always think about it. It's like, yeah, you know, and that's why, you know, going to a show, whether it be alternative or whether it be punk or metal, like everybody, no matter how awkward they are, is accepted. And
yeah,
that's kind of what it's all about.
Absolutely. And I love the mentality in like the punk rock community, which was like, if somebody falls down in the pit, you pick them up.
Yes.
And you just carry that on for the rest of your life and everything's going to be cool. You know what I mean? Like, just respecting people and, you know, appreciating people and all that stuff. Like, there's that community was so diverse and so important to my teenage years growing up. You know what I mean? Like, because it just showed like unity.
And oh, yeah. Totally.
It was great.
And, you know, it's also interesting, too, of, you know, that whole philosophy of picking people up, you know, it does go outside. And, you know, people that are from the outside looking in, too, whether it's punk or metal and the pits and, you know, thinking it's all about violence and hurting people, they don't know what it's about. It's not about that at all. And, you know, how many of those punks and metalheads do you see getting into actual fights outside of the pit?
Yeah, rarely.
Exactly. You know,
and most of the time it's like, if you got smacked in the nose, it was like, oh, thanks, man, I needed that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like,
no doubt.
It's just all forms of expression, in which that's something that actually Nicholas and I were talking about not too long ago, about how much, like, what we appreciate about, like, our own, like, musical journey, which is like, you know, maybe we're not like classically trained artists, classically trained musicians, but we did have to go out on stage and throw down the best that we could, make as much noise as possible. You know what I mean? And
yep.
it was all like just that inside energy coming out and expressing that, whether it be angst or anger or sadness or happiness, you know, like, and excitement and all that stuff, because you have all those feelings happening when you're on stage. So it was all like a really good way, like even practicing like in somebody's basement, you know what I mean? Like you just had that moment of release. And that's how I feel like every time that we practice or every time that we just get together and can jam and get loud and rowdy, you know, like it was just definitely a cool lesson in that, I guess a lesson in knowing how to feel the music, you know, which I think is just as important as classical training, if anything.
Oh, no doubt. And you know, with this whole COVID situation right now, you know, people that love going to concerts, it's hard on people going to concerts for those same reasons. And I think it's good for them to realize how hard it is for artists because, you know, as much as the attendees are going for that release and for the experience, so is the artist.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just about selling a t-shirt. It's going to therapy with 500 of your closest friends.
Totally. Yeah. that totally describes it. Cause I always say music is the best therapy.
Have you ever seen that meme where it was like, musicians or therapists you can party with?
That one I haven't seen, but I have to find that. Cause I would definitely share that one.
I saw that and I started cracking up and I was like, it's kind of true, but I feel like the audience is just as much a therapist.
Oh yeah.
They're put in the position of like, all right, you got to listen to me whine for a half hour. Here I go.
Totally. Yeah.
And, so hopefully I can make it catchy enough so it stays in your brain.
And we're all in it together, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You go to a show. Like, I think that's what makes it even worse with the COVID. There's no shows where people are just united. Like, now we have the COVID, so we're all isolated, which makes us even more divided and fighting with each other. Whereas, if there was just a show, I don't care what side somebody's on, left, right, up, down, whatever, we're all going to be at a show, and all that shit ain't going to matter.
And the thing that I find, too, is that it's important now because this isolation or whatever we're doing at the moment is definitely allowing people to think for better or worse, but I think that's an important thing, and I think we'll all appreciate those moments when we can go back to having some sort of sense of normalcy or shows again or whatever that is. You know, I feel like this is a nice like time for everyone to be introspective and understand, like, you know, just appreciating that unity, you know what I mean, and finding that unity where we can. And then when we come back to having shows, I think everybody's going to love that even more so, you know, the artists and audiences alike.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing I think of, too, is maybe this happening will allow us to go back to a new normal where it's, you know, a little combination of what it used to be before technology and what it is with technology. Because, I mean, I think that's the thing. Like, there's people now that never experience certain things, like that whole slowdown that you're talking about, the me time, the disconnecting, you know. So you can have the live shows and you can have all that connection, but then you can have the downtime, too, and have, like, a happy medium balance.
Yeah, I've definitely learned how to, like, pump the brakes a little bit during this time, which I've been very grateful for. And, like, you know, like I said, just that introspective thought. Or thinking, I can't even think right now, but like just that calming down, you know?
Well, and I also look at it this way from the music perspective. Okay. And I've been saying this a lot lately. I think it's really good for all the artists like yourself releasing music, because people will actually listen to whole songs and whole albums during this time, the way it used to be. And, you know, really dive in and experience the music opposed to that track, track, track mentality.
Yeah, I can totally see that. Absolutely. Like digesting the content within the music itself rather than just like, oh, this sounds cool, which is great itself. But I think there's always a message with the music, you know what I mean? And I always feel more connected to the artist when I hear that message and I'm like, ah, that's what they're saying, or at least I think that's what they're saying.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So, like, having that is just, I don't know, that's crucial for me, listening to artists.
Yeah, no doubt. So tell us more about your newest music and how people can connect with you on social media and get your music and all that good stuff.
So we have a song coming out on October 23rd called Bored. And hopefully it fits to the time that is right now.
I think it might.
You can listen to us on Spotify. You can listen to us on YouTube Music and on Amazon Music, on Apple Music, pretty much anywhere that music is distributed. We are there. Yeah, we've got our Facebook. We got our Instagram. It's pretty much all, you know, the little at symbol with Pretty Awkward Band. We also have a website that's www.prettyawkwardband.com, and where we kind of host all of our videos and all of the links to all of our social medias and stuff.
Nice. And you know, I was going to say before, I forgot too, like you were talking about coming up with the name. I always think about that all the time too, is like, how hard is it for bands today to come up with names after, like, what, 60 years of name or 80 years of names or whatever it is? It's like, you know,
every name's been used.
Right. Exactly. It's like, so, you know, like you did before, like you have to spell things different, mm-hmm. use symbols, you know, do whatever, because it's like, oh. You know, I could just see a band, you know, having, you know, talking about names. How about this one? Nope. Been used. Nope. Nope. And go through like 50 of them and they've all been used. And then I know bands that just came up with like ridiculous names because of that. Like it's something that isn't even a word that nobody could ever copy.
Yeah. Or it's just a combination of letters and numbers and stuff, which
yeah,
may be the future of band names.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Or, you know, maybe they should come out with some kind of ruling. And, you know, I'm in South Florida, so make it like tropical storms and hurricanes. Once you get through the alphabet, you get to start over.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That's a good way to go about it.
There you go. So any final words for our listeners? Anything you want them to know that we haven't covered already?
Just thank you so much for listening and checking us out. And, yeah, we hope to see you sooner than later.
Nice. I hope so, too. You guys are badass, and as soon as things get a little back to normal, I recommend all our listeners go catch you guys live.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.